Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Joining us today, Charles C. Plummer with Dow AgriSciences.
Charles, how does Arylex Active and new Culex herbicide, how does that benefit our wheat producers?
Well, it's been a while since wheat growers have had new technology in the wheat market. Culex herbicide offers a new active ingredient, Arylex Active, which is the first member of a new chemical family of Group 4 auxin herbicides. Our area has historically been wheat on wheat, causing it over-reliance on the same class of chemistry for many years now. Because of this, producers are not experiencing the herbicide efficacy that they once did. Culex not only has a new active ingredient, but it also provides two modes of action. This allows growers to effectively control many key weed species, including resistant biotypes. Arylex Active is an effective tool for controlling ALS and glyphosate-resistant weeds, such as glyphosate-resistant marestail.
Thanks, Charlsey. For more information on Culex herbicide, contact your local Dow AgriSciences rep or visit FlexibleWeedControl.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at FlexibleWeedControl.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
We're in Nashville at the 2018 American Farm Bureau Convention. Big day today for AFBF as they'll be hosting President of these United States, Donald Trump. Yesterday, we had the opportunity to ask Zippy Duval, president of AFBF, what his message would be to Donald Trump before he stepped up and addressed the thousands of farmers and ranchers here in Nashville.
First of all, I'm going to thank him for putting the people that he has put in place and the opportunity we've had to build relationships with them. Then I'm going to thank him for the work that he's done on tax reform, and we're real proud of what we've gotten accomplished in tax reform. And we want to continue to work on what was put in there temporarily to make it permanent in the future. And we're going to emphasize that. But then I'm going to roll immediately to the biggest problem that faces American agriculture today, and that is immigration and ag labor. It is the biggest problem that faces our farmers and ranchers every day when they get up, worrying about whether or not they're going to have enough people to be able to get their job done. And then after that, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to tell him that everybody in the room is a little nervous about trade. And if he can share a word or two to give them something to hang on and have some confidence in what we're doing, because none of us really know what's going on behind the closed doors where they're negotiating. All we know is this president told me in a group of 15 farmers in the Roosevelt room that we were going to be happy with what come out of it. We'd be better off with what we got. So we're going to work with him to try to make sure that happens.
And Zippy Duval says if he's got time with the president, he'll also emphasize the importance of completion of a 2018 farm bill sooner rather than later.
Farm bill is crucial to us, and we need to make sure how important everybody make sure everybody understands how important those risk management tools like crop insurance are to our farmers. And with our farm economy like it is and our banking and lending institutions requiring proof of crop insurance before they even make an operating loan, it is crucial for us to maintain that cornerstone of the farm bill.
President of American Farm Bureau, Zippy Duval. You've got farm news on Ron. The first sale of the new year for Superior Livestock is Bellringer 31, 10th and 11th of January, live from Denver, Colorado. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 232 and now on DirecTV Channel 603. Also on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Over 70,000 to sell with 24,000 yearling steers, 10,000 yearling heifers, and 32,000 weaned calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock. Reporting from Nashville and the 2018 American Farm Bureau Convention, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.